But we are not done with bikes yet, because there are publicity stunts, and there are publicity stunts as part of something called the Red Bull Experiment tonight. BMX star Kevin Robinson will attempt to break the world BMX jump record, now held by Matt Hoffman. That guy soared 50.5 feet above the ground. You add the ramp length to the air above the ramp, and Kevin's trying to break that 27 feet above a 27-footer. So he's going to go more than 50 feet in the air. We went to visit the extreme athlete as construction crews were putting together the Ramp of Destiny in Central Park. And we learned a few things, like, here's something to bank, extreme athletes hate the word extreme. They prefer action, as I am really enjoying this Mountain Dew after a challenging day of action sports. So much about action athletes we didn't know, and that means it's time for Do You Know Your BMXer? Joining us today are Mark Garrison. Hello, Mark.
Hello, sir.
Lauren, I don't even know how to pronounce your name, Lauren.
Sporer.
Is it Sporer?
Thanks a lot.
What's the derivation?
German.
German. Hello, Lauren. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
And it's a special celebrity edition of Do You Know Your BMXer. Guess who it is? Allison Stewart's on the line. Hello, Allison.
The one inappropriately laughing. That would be me.
Oh, man. It's great to have you.
Just call her Lospo.
Lospo.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hi, Lospo.
Hi, Allison.
Well, you know, there's a P and an H in the name, and so I thought maybe there'd be a sva sound, but they're separated by vowels and stuff. Allison, what's going on? How's little Ike?
Ike's great. Ike's in his Barca lounger upstairs, otherwise known as his Bjorn bouncer.
So he's like a retiree.
He completely. All I do is give him the remote. He doesn't need me after that, except for when it's dinner time.
You've been blogging away on our blog. The latest thing was you have a lot of rice.
Yeah, you know what? People were so nice. When the baby first came home, people brought presents and they brought food, and it was so great because we didn't have to cook and we had people dropping in and out. And then about the third week, the goods dried up, shall we say. So we started doing a lot of takeout. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, you know, you live in New York, anybody lives in New York, you know, they just put a ton of rice in there and you don't really pay attention to it until all of a sudden there's about 12 pints of rice in your refrigerator and you don't know what to do. And there's food shortages and there are people who are hungry, but you've also got a screaming kid, so you don't have time to run it down to a food bank. So I opened up a blog post about what the heck do you do with all these pints of rice? And people have been quite creative.
What's the best solution, do you think?
I like the guy, I like the person who said, just make paste.
Yeah.
Don't know what I do with the paste after that, but it entertained me.
Yeah, at least it, you know, shrinks the surface area. All right, first BMX question. Kevin Robinson will attempt to fly through the air with the greatest of ease. His favorite superhero is, and here are your choices, A, Superman, B, Iron Man, C, Captain Bicycle. Let's go around the room. Trish McKinney is keeping score. Lauren, I go to you first. Who do you think Kevin Robinson's favorite superhero is?
I'm going to go with Iron Man.
All right, Iron Man. Mark, what do you think?
Superman.
Mm-hmm. Allison, you want to guess?
I do, but I have a question. Do your questions have clues in them?
No, not this one. But as you get to hear Kevin, you'll learn. You'll learn.
Iron Man, then I'll say.
All right, let's hear what Kevin had to say.
Iron Man's by far my favorite. I actually tried making an Iron Man suit when I was a little kid and it didn't go over so well. I made it out of wood. You know, I'm like 10, and I made a wooden leg and I couldn't even lift it up.
All right, now you're getting to know a little bit about Kevin. Use that knowledge with the next question. The current record holder for this kind of jump is Matt Hoffman. He reached the speed he needed to fly through the air by being dragged into the ramp by a motorcycle. Robinson will drop in on a 60-foot ramp. What speed will he reach? A, the speed of a cheetah, which is 70 miles per hour. B, the speed of a lion, which is 50 miles an hour. Or C, the speed of a Mongolian wild ass, which is, of course, like I had to tell you, 40 miles per hour. Let's do it in reverse order. Allison, how fast do you think this guy will go?
You said Mongolian wild ass.
I did. I meant it. Mongolian wild ass gone wild.
I'll go with a lion.
Lion, that's 50 mph. Lauren, what do you think?
How about the cheetah?
The cheetah is 70 mph. Mark?
I just want to go with Mongolian wild ass for a number of
reasons. Doesn't want to get with the Mongolian wild ass. Let's hear Kevin.
The speed is pretty much up to me. You know, if I really push, it could go over 50 miles an hour. So,
if he pushes, he could go the way of the lion. All right.
Yes.
Who's leading? Who's leading in the scoring, Trish?
Allison has 2. Lauren has 1. Mark has 0.
All right, Mark. I'll let you go. I'll let you go first next time with this question. 36-year-old Kevin Robinson is a family man. He has a 2.5-year-old son and a 3.5-year-old daughter. He says kids are like A, rubber, B, the greatest ramp there is, C, tiny little bottles of Red Bull. Mark.
He seems like kind of a marketing savvy guy, so I think he plugged his sponsor and went with tiny little bottles of Red Bull.
Lauren.
I'm going to agree with that, Red Bull.
And Allison.
And from my experience the past 5 weeks, I would say Red Bull.
All right, let's hear what Kevin had to say.
Kids are like rubber. You know, they're tough, and they're a lot tougher than people think they are.
It should note that he also has a sponsorship from a tire manufacturer. That may have been relevant.
That was zero.
Zero for everyone. Scores stay the same. Kevin Robinson is not just a BMX jumper. Which of the following activities does Kevin Robinson not list among his activities? Not list. Remember, this is the one he doesn't do. Is it A? I like when they overexplain. Not do. Just look at the one he doesn't do. A, model rocketry. Does he not do model rocketry? B, kickboxing. C, bodybuilding. D, golf. Again, which one does he not do? Allison, would you like to go first? And remember, this is what he doesn't do. Is it model rocketry, kickboxing, bodybuilding, or golf? What's he not into?
Bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
Kickboxing.
I got to go with bodybuilding.
All right. Let's hear. Well, a visual would have helped with that one. Kevin?
I absolutely love being on my bicycle. You know, I kickboxed for years, too. I absolutely love doing that. You know, and now I've gotten into bodybuilding. I've done some bodybuilding shows. I love doing that. So, you know, I love playing golf. So I just, everything that I do, I just really try to enjoy it and embrace it for what it has to offer.
So I missed, what is the answer then?
He didn't mention model rocketry.
Okay, model rocketry.
We actually didn't specifically.
Is he super buff?
When have you ever seen like a BMX guy that's ripped?
He is.
Yeah,
you know, he's sustained so many injuries. In fact, this brings us to our next question. Perhaps bulking up helps. Throughout his career, Robinson has broken his right leg, his left leg, his right ankle, his left leg, ankle. He's had all sorts of surgery. Name one injury that he's had, all right? Broken pelvis, handle through the thigh, or singed off eyebrows. Allison.
Oh, handle through the thigh? Is that really an option?
Yeah, those are the three options. Pelvis, thigh, or eyebrows.
I see four options.
Well, no. We're taking out one option.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Can you repeat the question? I'm
pelvis,
so sorry.
Handle
I don't
through
sleep
the
a lot.
Broken pelvis, handle through the thigh, or singed off eyebrows.
Oh, I don't know. Pelvis.
Lauren.
I'll go with the handlebar.
And Garrison.
Singed eyebrows.
Let's hear it.
I've shattered my pelvis and I broke my legs. And actually, I just had my 28th surgery on my hand. And so.
Did you get like a gold watch for that or something?
No, I didn't, just pat on my back.
All right. That's the answer. Quickly, the scores as we close out this hour of the show.
If pelvis was the answer, then Allison has 3, Lauren has 1, Mark has 0.
That's the Brian Clark Project from NPR News. Thanks, guys.